Hello.
This is
Hello.
A confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, I got this phone call. And what is it all about?
Let me tell you, madam, that there has been an order placed of a gift card, which is $299, yesterday around 7 to 8 p.m. between. So did you make any order of a gift card?
No, I did not.
Yes. Let me tell you, madam, that there has been the order which has been placed. It's placed with your number, which is registered with us right now, which is 0478-105-774, right? And let me tell you that, and the billing address which is provided over there, it's Mountain View, California. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent order which has been placed without your knowledge and authorization, because you are in Australia, how can you place any order from Mountain View, California, right? So that's the reason, madam, you are received on a voice notification, so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to block that fraudulent eBay account and help you to cancel that purchase, because you haven't done anything from your end, right?
No, I have not.
Yes. So did you understand? Yes,
I've got your message. But what the lady said, if I want to cancel it, to press 1, which I did immediately.
Yes. Now we are going to help you to get the blocking ID so you can block that fraudulent purchase and cancel that purchase from your end. So I will be help you to do that right now, okay? So you can go ahead and do it from your end, okay?
Yes. Now who is it I'm talking to?
My name is Fiona Williams, madam.
Fiona Williams.
Yes, from the eBay.
Oh, yes, I got that, yes.
Yes. Now I'm going to help you to get the blocking ID. And let me tell you before going ahead, this call is getting recorded for the training and quality purposes. So we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal information over this call, right? So,
yes.
Right now, madam, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone which you're using?
What is that again?
I'm asking you, right now, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone you're speaking or is it an Apple one?
I'm on a mobile phone.
Yes, the cell phone which you're speaking with me. Is it an Android cell phone like a Samsung phone?
Yes, it is an Android.
Okay. Now do one thing. Put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Put you on loudspeaker.
Yes. Did you put me on loudspeaker?
No, I haven't got the loudspeaker signal coming up on my phone at the moment.
Oh, Now what, okay, no worries, madam. You just tell me what exactly can you see on your cell phone?
I just got 9 number and all the numbers that you get on the phone, mm-hmm. and number 18.
Mm-hmm. Can you see any option says close? Can you see any option says close or hide?
Can I see what?
Can you see any option says close or hide? Hide or close option? Can you see hide or close option?
No, I can't.
What exactly can you see? You can see the numbers and you can see 1, 2, 3, 4 numbers, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and just below that, can you see any close or hide option over there? Close or hide?
No.
Okay, now you cannot see any close or hide option, right?
No, I cannot. There's number 18 showing. Other than 9 numbers, there's a big 18 showing, which I don't know what that's all about.
Okay. Just give me a moment, right? Just give me a moment, okay?
Yes.
And apart from this cell phone, madam, do you have any other device, like a computer or a laptop with you?
I do have a computer. And for some reason at the moment, today, I haven't been able to get the internet connection.
Okay, you won't be able to get an internet connection today at your place, right?
No, that's right.
And you are using right now your mobile data connection?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And right now your computer is working, right? But you are not getting your Wi-Fi at the moment.
Well, I am getting the connection, but I cannot Google.
Okay, madam. I understand. Okay, I got you. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. As madam, we are just trying to help you to get the blocking ID, which we need to generate, right? So just give me a moment, okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Just hold on a moment, madam. I'm going to transfer this call to one of my seniors, right? He will be help you to get the blocking ID on your cell phone, right? As because right now you are not getting a Wi-Fi at your place, so you are connected with your mobile data with your cell phone, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So now just give me a moment. I'm just going to transfer this call to one of my seniors, okay? Just hold on.
All right.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex, the senior supervisor. How are you doing today?
I'm not happy at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, and just, I will help you out surely for cancelling this fraudulent charge, madam. So, are you talking with me on speaker?
I've got the numbers coming up. I haven't got the speaker on the phone at the moment. And I'm not terribly familiar with switching things. I don't have to touch anything in case I cut you off.
Okay, I understand that thing. Could you please confirm me one thing? Apart from this cell phone, do you have any computer or laptop?
I do have a computer.
Yes, so it will be easier for you. So can you just be in front of your computer?
Well, it's not on at the moment.
Yeah, can you just turn on so that I can help you out?
But I can't get the internet to come up.
Oh, so your Wi-Fi is not working, that's correct?
Well, I don't understand.
Okay. I'll help you out. Apart from this cell phone, do you have any other number where I can call you? Then you can do it on the cell phone.
Only this
phone. What can you see on your cell phone screen? Let me know first.
Well, when I dial a number, the number at the moment is 1-8, which is coming through from somebody.
It is showing you my number, that's correct?
Well, what's your number?
Right now, what can you see on your cell phone screen? It is showing you my number?
All the normal numbers are on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10.
Okay, can you go back to your home screen? Can you go back to your home screen?
Well, then I'll cut you off.
No. At the bottom, look on the bottom, there will be a circle button, a white color circle button at the very bottom. Try to press on that.
Yes, I'm back to home screen. Yes, and your number is coming up.
Now, do you see all the apps? Do you see all the apps, all the icons? On your cell phone, like you do have all the apps like camera, photos, gallery, like that app. Do you see that?
Do I see what?
Do you see all the apps? All the apps?
No.
Okay, what can you see right now? Tell me, what can you see?
It's a nuisance because I can't get up the speaker. Just a minute. Now, I've just got your number.
Okay. And do you see speaker sign on my number over there, speaker button?
Well, just a minute. No speaker sign.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check the voice. Is it possible? Can you turn on your phone hotspot so that you can use your computer? Are you able to do that?
Well, Well, I told you I can't get the internet. I can't get Google to come up, and it tells me I've got no internet. But when I press the button to put the internet on, it works and tells me I am on the internet. But I get this message up: no internet. Try checking the network cable. Blah blah. Reconnecting to Wi-Fi, so I'm not connected to Wi-Fi. Running Windows. And
turn on your phone's hotspot, like your hotspot? From your phone internet, you can connect it to the computer. Do you know how to do that?
No, I have not got the internet on the phone.
You have not got the internet as on your phone as well?
No.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check what best I can do for you.
Well, who is it I'm speaking to?
Sorry?
Who is it I'm speaking to?
This is Alex Williams, the senior supervisor in the eBay customer service.
Oh, I see. So you're Fiona's Wolf Williams' partner, are you?
Sorry?
I was talking to Fiona Wilson Williams.
Yes, she is one of my colleagues.
I see. And what was your name again?
Alex Williams.
Alex. So I'm just a bit curious about staying on the phone so long with all those trouble around.
Okay. You can see my phone number. You can see my phone number right now on your cell phone screen.
Yes, I can.
Okay. And are you talking with me on the headset? That's correct?
No, just the phone. I'm speaking into the phone.
Okay. So do you see a speaker sign on that number? There will be a keypad, there will be a mute button, and there will be a speaker button. Do you see a speaker?
Just a minute. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm on the line.
No, there is no speaker button there. It's just your number.
My number. You can see the timer is going on. For how much time you can see I'm talking with you. You can see the timer is going.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, and below the timer, do you see a speaker icon?
Now my phone's gone black. I can't see anything.
Put the hand above your phone, so it will be black.
No, that's nothing. I've just got a blank space.
Okay, just hold for a moment. And on this phone, like, do you do online shopping, online banking, all that stuff?
No, I won't do any of that.
Okay, you don't do anything of that?
I don't put any bank numbers or anything like that on the phone.
Okay,
through
the
phone.
On the computer? You do on the computer?
No, I do not.
So, like, how do you check your statement? Like, you go to the bank, you receive a paper statement?
That's right.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Okay, now what we are going to do, we are going to try to cancel this purchase from our end, okay? So, first of all, you need to verify me your full name. You need to verify me your full name, madam.
Pamela Ellison.
Pamela? It's Pamela.
Yes, Ellison. Ellison.
Okay. Now, you need to confirm me the name of the bank which you deal with, madam.
The Commonwealth Bank, South Tweed Head.
Okay. Now, right now, you use a debit card from your Commonwealth Bank, I do believe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And when was the last transaction you have done? Could you please let me know from your debit card?
I've gone blank. Just a minute. Yesterday or something.
Okay. And what right now, do you remember what is the closing balance you're having on your Commonwealth account? Closing balance?
Oh, well, I don't like telling you that.
No. Right now, you need to tell me the approx, not the exact amount for the verification. Roughly, you need to confirm me the closing balance you're having on your Commonwealth.
No, I refuse to tell you that.
Right now, ma'am, for the verification, for the cancelling the charges from our end, we will help you for that. For that, you need to verify. As you don't have any smart device at your home, or you are not connected to the internet, so you need to verify me the information so that I can cancel these purchases on my end.
Yes, well, I'm telling you, I did use my card. Oh, where was it?
Yes, so I'm asking you, what is the closing balance you're having on your Commonwealth? That's it.
And I'm telling you, I'm not giving that information out.
Okay, you have
I did use my debit card yesterday at Coles store at Tweed Heads.
Okay, you did use your debit card at Coles store. Yes. For what is the amount of the purchase?
Oh, I think it's $104, something like that, over 100.
Okay, so you need to confirm me just only that, the approximate amount, like you are having the closing balance more than 5,000, 10,000, like that, below 5,000.
More than 10,000.
10,000.
More than 10,000.
More than 10,000. It's more than 20,000?
I'm not getting it out over the phone, I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. We will help you to cancel this for... Okay.
I could go into my bank and tell them to cancel too.
No, well, right now, not... what we will, if you go to your bank, what they are going to simply do is they're simply going to block your account. For a few days, you will be not able to do anything. And they will simply block your account, every activity you do. So we are going to put the security for blocking them, for blocking the overseas persons directly from your card and everything.
No, look, I don't like you doing that. I'd rather go to the bank and tell them that the $291 and stop that. I cannot do without my card for 3 days. I use it all the time.
Yes. So you need to be handy with the card first. Be handy with the card. We will cancel that card as well.
No, don't cancel my card.
Now, from the eBay security.
How much exactly was it? That's the trouble.
There are three charges, madam. One is $299, another is $599, and another is $899. Three charges has been trying to make.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the reason I was asking you some verification. Because if you have the internet connection on your computer, can you please try to connect with the internet? Can you do that? Check it for
me. Look, I've been trying for 2 days. I'll have to get someone to have a look at it, I think. I don't know what's happened to it, because when I press the information to put the connection on, it tells me that I have got internet status, but when I try to get Google, it comes up that the internet is no internet.
Okay, can you try to open up the Google once again? Can you do that for me one more time?
I have got it open, and at the moment it is telling me no internet.
Okay.
And it says at the bottom connected to Telstra.
Okay.
So I can't understand it.
Okay, I understand that totally. Now you need to be handy with your debit card from your Commonwealth card bank. Be handy with the debit card.
Yes.
Now we are going to cancel that debit card from our end, so you need to verify me the 16-digit card number you are having on the Commonwealth debit card. We are going to cancel that card right now.
No, look, I will go into the bank straight away and tell them what the trouble is and that you want all this information and see if they are saying if it's okay to give it to you. You're from eBay, aren't you?
Yes, madam.
And your number is 841-242.
That's the customer department number, ma'am. If you call on that number, that will not directly connect to me.
What is your number?
Just hold for a moment. Let me check that. If you want to the three transactions to be cancelled, I can help you out for that. If you go to your bank, I told you they will simply gonna block your account because they are trying to make three purchases, and I have told you the amount.
Yes. Well, I can tell them that those three amounts, but I don't want my debit card cancelled, and the bank will just stop whoever is sending those amounts through and block my account for those.
No. Right now, we are not going to block your debit card. We are going to block the debit card from the eBay so that the purchase will be cancelled. For the international transaction they are trying to make the transaction from California, US. So we are going to cancel that card. So you are not having any device or any internet connection. That is the reason we are going in the offline method. So you need to verify me the 16-digit card number so that I can cancel it from my end.
All right, then. Look, I'll go to the bank and then I will ring you back.
I have only 10 to 20 minutes and then the charge will be authorized automatically. I'm not able to put on hold for such a long time. The three charges will be automatically be authorized, and those fraudulent persons have your information and they will do it again and again.
Now look, what proof have I got that this is a legitimate call from eBay?
Yes, madam, this is right now, if you have any device connected to your internet, so I will be able to help you out in every manner without any asking any information. But right now you are not having any internet connection at your home. That's the reason I'm doing this method. We are going from my end, I'm verifying yourself, and we are canceling the charges.
Can you understand why I am serious about giving you my number?
Sorry?
Can you understand why, with all the scams that are going on lately?
Yes, I totally understand. If you were having the internet on the computer, I would have never asked you for that. But right now, this is the offline method. We have to do the verification. For the verification purpose, we aren't just doing that.
See, the trouble is, the people with these scams are very careful, and I don't know that you're not a scam, do I?
No, madam. Right now, we are not going to take any money or anything from your account. If I was a scam person, I have the details, I can take out the money from any of your account. But right now, you have to verify me over the call, because for the verification, it is needed. This is the recorded line, madam, for training and quality purpose.
No, look, I'll have to go to the bank, I think, and say get them to, stop any strange amounts that are coming.
Let me tell you one more time. When the card number is being given, when the card number is in verified, okay, so you will receive a secure security code from the server. Okay, that security code will cancel all the charges. The security code for the leaving the security code, that security code will cancel all the fraudulent charges.
Yes, well, I could probably bring you back within the hour, and I can go to the bank and be back on the phone in half an hour. And if they are okay, I will give you the number. But if not, I cannot give you the number. I'm sorry, there are scams, and I've been scammed once before, a long time ago.
I understand. I totally understand. Is it possible that you can connect to your internet? Can you do that?
I have tried all day yesterday and half of today. And all I get is this site can't be reached, and that's the Google. And if I don't get Google, I can't get on the internet. Now, look, I'm just wasting time here, and I could be into the bank, and I could bring you from there.
Okay, just wait for a moment. Okay. Now, what you need to do, just try to... Yes. Now, first of all, click on your power button on your phone. You know the power button?
Yes.
Yes, click on your power button once.
But the trouble is my phone's gone black and I can't see the power button.
You press the power button which you used to unlock your phone, okay?
Oh, just a minute.
Yes.
No, it's just black.
Click on the power button once again. Now what do you see?
No, I can't see the power button.
On the right hand side or on the left hand side of your phone, you have the power button, ma'am. Like you have the volume buttons, just like that. We have a single button for the power button, right? You just give a click.
I know the power button, but I can't see the damn thing, and I'm pressing the spot where it should be, but the face is black and I can't see anything.
Okay, and are you pressing the power button while you're holding the phone on your ears?
Well, I'm looking at the phone and I'm pressing where I think it is and nothing's happening.
Okay, you're using an Android phone, right? I guess you're using an Android phone, right, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
I guess you're using an Android phone, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do a thing. Just connect your mobile phone with the charger, okay? You will be able to see your screen then.
Well, it's not connected to the charger.
Yes, please connect your mobile phone with the charger.
Oh, I see. Just a minute.
Yes. And when you get to see your screen, you need to press the speaker sign, okay?
Right, now I've got you.
Yes.
So.
Now first unlock your phone screen and click on the speaker sign. Have you got the speaker sign, ma'am?
No, speaker sign. It's my time.
What do you see on your screen? Tell me once again.
Well, all the apps that you can get.
You can see all your regular apps, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do believe your mobile data is on at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just check all your regular apps over there. You will get to see the Play Store. You need to open up the Play Store from your end.
What? Which one?
You need to open up the Play Store.
Play Store.
It's a triangular shape icon with multiple colors on it. Play Store.
कर दे स्क्रीन का
चार्जर कनेक्ट करने से स्क्रीन नहीं आता है.
Have you got it, ma'am? Play Store?
No, I haven't the Play Store.
Have you got it?
No, I haven't.
Check all your regular apps. If you don't see it, then you need to open up the Google.
Oh.
Have you got it?
There you are, I found it.
Have you found the Play Store? That's perfect, ma'am. You're doing lovely. Now click on it.
I did just click on it.
Alright. Now look at the top of your screen. You will get to see a white search bar. It says search for apps and games.
Yes.
Give a click on that. Search for apps and games. Now on the search bar, type over there. Letter A. A as in alpha. Letter A. Then letter N. N for November. Letter N. After letter A, type letter N. N for November. Letter N. Have you typed the number letter N, ma'am?
Oh, I'm having trouble. Just a minute.
Okay. Take your time, okay? No need to hurry up.
Yes, I've got IN.
Then type letter Y. Y for yellow, letter Y. Then letter D. D as in David, letter D. Then letter E. E as in Edward, letter E. Then letter S, S as in sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then letter K, K as in kilo, letter K.
Hello?
Yes, what are you typing, ma'am? Just read it back to me, please.
I-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes, type in the very correct thing, ma'am. Now, you need to tap on search. Just click on search. Have you done that? Now, do you see any red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk remote. Desktop. Do you see that? What can you see? Tell me first. I will guide you.
Well, I just any desk. No.
You have typed in the word any desk, right? Now, from your keypad, do you see any option? It says go, search, or a magnifying glass on your keypad. Yes, from your keypad, tap on that magnifying glass. Now, some options will come up on your screen, okay? Do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk, remote, desktop. A red icon. It says any desk remote desktop. What do you see?
It says something wrong. Try again.
Okay.
first of all, check is your mobile data is on or not.
It's got to be. I'm talking on the phone.
You just check how that your mobile data is on or not, ma'am. The way you turn on your mobile data, please make it on, okay? I'm on the line with you. Don't need to hang up.
Yes, well, I'm still here.
And do you see your mobile data is on? Is your internet is working?
I have not got the internet on this phone.
Then where do you have the internet?
Well, I did have it on the computer. Now, it will not come through to Google. Says the internet is on, and I cannot get Google. It's no internet.
Sorry. Come up again. I didn't get you. Please tell once again, ma'am.
The phone has not got internet. I've got a computer, so I did not get the internet put on the phone.
Okay,
now,
do you have internet on your computer?
Normally, yes, I do. And I have I have connected it, and it says that it is, I've got good, well, poor status, but when I go into Google, it says no internet. That sounds annoying.
Yeah, the thing is that you use your home Wi-Fi, am I correct? You use your home Wi-Fi. Am I correct, ma'am?
On the computer. Yes.
You only... Okay. And do you have a router? Do you use Wi-Fi?
Yes, well, I think it's on Wi-Fi.
Okay. Now, do you know how to connect the Wi-Fi with your mobile phone? Tell me first.
No. I've got to have the internet on the phone to get Wi-Fi, and I have not got the internet. Look, I'm getting a bit sick of this. I think I'll have to go to the bank.
No. That's not going to resolve the problem. Let me explain it.
Well, it will, because the bank will block those calls, those amounts.
No, they are not going to do that. What bank will do, they will only going to block your account for a few days. And when you will tell to unblock your account, they're going to unblock your account. They're not going to make any kind of changes on the security. Let me tell you the things. Nowadays, these hackers have a massive connection with the bankers, okay? The bankers are highly involved in such kind of fraudulent activities. Basically, we companies don't trust any of the bankers because they are the main people who leaks the information of the consumers, the customers. Okay, that's the reason this kind of fraudulent activities are happening nowadays a lot. So we don't trust the bank and we don't trust the security process of the banks. That's why we know what we are doing for you, ma'am. We are from the anti-fraud department, right? So we know how to do the security process in a very secure way. It's for your own benefit we are doing this, right? I'm not doing it for myself. So you have to have some patience. You have to have trust on me. And do a thing, as you're not having internet connection in your phone, you just go ahead and turn on your computer. Once your computer is totally on, please let me know, okay?
It is on. Look, it's been on all day. I've been on it trying to get on the Google so that I can do something on it, and I cannot get Google, which makes the computer quite useless.
Okay, so you're not also getting the internet access of your computer, right?
Well, it says I am connected, but I can't get Google. And if I can't get Google, I can't go anywhere.
Okay, I understand. Now tell me, ma'am, you do have a Wi-Fi in your home, right? You do have a router? A router box?
Well, I don't know. I rather thought there was one on the computer, but I don't know if it's a router that's connected or not.
I'm going to tell you. You just check just beside your computer, do you see four antenna box? Any antenna box? One antenna or two antenna or four antennas?
Well, there's a little box that connects it in the middle of the wire from the point to the computer. There is a little black box.
Now look at that black box. Do you see any lights are blinking or not?
Well, it's got a light that comes on, yes.
How many lights are blinking over there?
Well, just a minute, I'll go and have a look.
Yes, sir. Take your time. Just check it if you see the router box is on or not, okay?
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm there with you. Tell me.
It's one little green light.
Only one green light, right? You see only one green light?
That's right.
Okay. And do you know how to turn off that box and turn it on once again? There's a switch.
Well, I just switched it off at the point.
Yes, just switch it off and turn it on once again.
Well, there's still only been one green light there because that's all there is. Look, I think I'm going to have to go. I'm sure these scam people keep you on the phone to get your information, and I have got to go and escape.
Ma'am, listen to me. I'm trying to help you out. You need to understand the point that the hackers are using our eBay platform, our company website, for doing these fraud activities, okay? You need to understand my point. Your informations are getting misused in our platform. It's an identity theft for you, okay? If this kind of fraudulent activities happens, your information will be red flagged and the police will come to your doors. I don't want you to face this kind of trouble, right? You understand my point? Now, have you turned off
yes.
that box and turned it on once again?
Yes, I do. But look, I'm going to go because if I don't go, the bank will be closed. They close about 4 o'clock. So I will ring you back.
I know that. No, you can't. You need to listen to me first. You first do what
now
you
what? Tell me, why can't I ring you back?
Ma'am, you will do each and everything once I allow you, okay? Because right at the moment...
No, you've been talking to me for half an hour. I do understand you're trying to do it. But I'm worried about a scam, and there's no way I can have evidence that you are the scam. That's what they're scammed. The scam people get you on the phone, and they keep you on for a long time. And while they're doing that, they're going through checking all your things.
Okay, so that's what you think? Whoever people tries to help you think that they're the scammers? They're not helping you, they're trying to scam you? That's what you think about other people? So what are we doing over here then? What are we for here?
Well, see, this is what the scammers have done to people.
You know what you're doing? You're disrespecting me.
You're distressing me at the moment. I am nearly 90 years of age. Give me your number.
Ma'am, you need to understand. As you're an old person, I don't want you to face these problems.
Look, I've got to go to the bank. I won't sleep tonight if I don't get to the bank.
I will ring you back.
What is your number?
Okay, make a note of my number.
I've got a pen ready.
Okay, just give me a moment. I'm giving you the department number, okay?
Yes.
Hang on a second. Yes, stay on the line, ma'am. I'm getting all the
information,
and I will give you all the information, my information, as well as the callback number, okay? Just give me a moment.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, note down.
Hello.
Yes. First of all, note down my full name. My name is Alex Williams. My full name is Alex Williams.
I got that.
Yes. Now, my job employer ID is 178.
Yes.
911.
Yes, got that.
This is my employee ID, 178911, okay?
Yes. And you're the manager, right? You're the manager of Ava, is that right?
I'm the senior supervisor in the floor.
Senior supervisor.
Yes. Okay. Now I'm
going
Now I'm going to give you the callback number. It's my personal desk number. Don't share this number with anyone else. Okay?
No, I will not.
Okay. I'm confirming you the number is 087.
Yes.
200.
000. Yes.
7233.
So that's 8 7 0 8 7 0 0 0 7 2 3.
Yes, you're correct. Now
that's
I'm
10 numbers.
Now, it's I'm telling you, it's 8 7 2 0 0 7 2 3.
No, are the three zeros in that? You said 0870007. No, only one, two zeros.
It's 87200 7233.
0872007233.
Yes. Now I'm giving you an another desk number. It's 039.
Yes.
016.
Yes.
9394.
So that's 0390169394.
Yes. Now I'm giving you a one more number. It's 390.
Hey, it's a Prana number.
390 105 105
615. Okay, sir, bhulwal number bolechi. Okay, khali ekta number call korte hoye. Tinte number dicche. Call korle
call korbo. That's is that
Zero
is free, isn't it?
Yes.
So, hold on, there's nothing to that.
Okay. Now listen to me, ma'am. I've given you these three numbers for your personal use. Okay? Please don't share these numbers with anyone else. You can call back in any of these numbers. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and we will try to connect you, okay? And make sure you don't share this number with anyone else, none of the bankers, okay?
Right. Thank you. And I'll bring the check for all the bank. Thank you very much.
All right.